This is Emily 9044. So to start off, you want to say hi to Jibo?
Hi, Jibo.
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot. My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Emmeline.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is green.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
All right, can you go ahead and hit a buzzer to start us off? Okay, so since you're older, this is probably going to be very easy for you. Can you read the letter, the word, and think of another word that starts with that letter?
A, apple. Apricot.
Good word.
B, boy. Bounce. C, cookies, cake. D, duck, dance. E, elephant, eggs.
That's the word I always think of.
F, fish, family. G, guitar, grown up. H, house.
What's another word for house?
Home.
Mm-hmm.
I, ice. Igloo. J, juice. Jump. K, key. Kite. L, leaf. Lens. M, monkey, mischief.
That's a good word.
N, nose, nonsense?
Yeah.
O, orange, orangutan. P, plate. Porridge. Q, quack, quilt. R, red, right. S, spider, spindle. T, table.
What's the opposite of short?
Tall.
Mm-hmm.
U, umbrella.
What's the opposite of down?
Up. V, vacuum.
Um, another color for purple?
Violet. Mm-hmm. W, watch, waist.
Yep.
X, x-ray.
There's really only one word I can think of. It's an inch.
Xylophone.
Yep.
Y, yogurt, yo-yo.
Good.
And Z, zebra. Zeke.
Good job. You did a great job at that. Can you press another buzzer? Alrighty. So now we're on to numbers. Can you just read the numbers?
Great job.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 6.
You know what happened?
It skips.
By how many?
5.
So what do you think could be next?
25?
Good job. And then what do you think could be next?
30. 35.
What happened this time? How many did it skip by this time?
10.
Yeah. What number is this?
40.
So what do you think's next?
50.
Yeah.
60. 70. 80. 90. 100. 200. 500.
Yeah.
1,000.
Good job. So do you know addition?
Yes.
Alright. Can you read this and solve it?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Good job.
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Good job. Have you guys learned multiplication yet?
Yes. 6 times 3 equals...
Good job.
I have not learned division yet, though.
That's okay. Can you just read it?
21 divided by 3 equals question mark.
Do you want to know the answer?
Yes.
It's 7.
7. Okay.
All right. Great job. Can you press another buzzer? Okay. So for this, we're going to look at these pictures. So right here, we have one cup. So you'd say we have one cup. Now we have two. One cup, and then we see how we have two what?
Two cups.
Yes, so that's what we're going to do. So this is one snack, and we
one
have...
One snack, two snack.
Yes, this is a foo.
One foo, two foo.
A crib.
One crib, two crib.
This is a myth.
Mip.
Mm-hmm.
One mip. Two mip.
This is a dup.
One dup. Two dup. One shoe. Two shoe.
Would you say shoe?
Shoe.
Two what?
Two shoe.
If it's plural, what is...
Two shoes.
Yeah. This is one brib.
One brib. Two bribs.
This is a skack.
One skack, two skacks, one boat?
We're going to call it a ship.
Oh, one ship, two ships.
This is a yag.
One yag, two yags.
This is a pite.
One pite, two pites.
This is a bell.
One bell, two bells.
One rock.
One rock, two rock. I can't make out what these guys are.
I know.
It's really weird.
There's some silly words in here. This is a smide.
One smide, two smides. One purse?
We're going to call it a bag.
Oh, one bag, two bags.
This is a cow.
One cow, two cows.
This is a yak.
One yak, two yawks.
This is a light?
One light, two lights.
We're gonna call it a slide.
One slide, two slides, and then one cup and two cups.
We're back to the beginning. All right, great job.
You're doing an awesome job.
Aw.
All right, you wanna press another buzzer?
And
orange.
Oh, okay. It's a ding dong.
Now, here's some silly pictures. Can you tell me everything you see?
A lion, a pond, a boy, some fish. I see some lily pads. There's some flowers. There's a boat.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see anything else. Oh, dragonfly.
Yeah, can you tell me a story of, like, what they're doing and where they're going, maybe?
Maybe they're fishing.
Yeah.
And they're going to a lake? A pond? I don't know.
So, you think they're friends, then?
Yes.
Would you be friends with a lion? You would?
No. Lions are not very friendly.
Well, that one looks friendly.
That one is friendly, but some lions are not.
Yeah. So would you be friends with a friendly lion?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
What's I would actually very like a lion as a pet.
That would be cool. What's your favorite thing in this picture?
Just flower. The
like
flower.
Yeah, that is pretty. Anything else?
No, I don't see anything else. I see a tree, a window, some pillows, a bed, a sock, some toy toys, a fishbowl, a painting, some books, a dresser, a boy, a paper airplane, clouds, an actual airplane, I don't know what to call it, but it's like a pilot outfit.
Yeah, is that what he's pretending to be?
Yeah, he's pretending to be a pilot.
Do you think that's what he wants to be when he grows up?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a geologist.
Ooh, what made you choose that?
My favorite subject in school is science, so I really just want to get a closer look outside.
Oh, okay. So is that why you like Hosei then? All the science stuff here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mostly like the water pressure, though.
Oh, you like
that's fun.
That water pressure thing here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else about this picture?
No. I see a couple mice or rats, I don't know what that is. A desk, books, a science kit, an octopus, science pictures, a girl with a science outfit on her, science goggles, a clipboard, and a light bulb.
What kind of experiment do you think she's doing?
I think she's trying to find out how light works.
Yeah. What's that octopus doing there? Is that like her assistant or her
I
pet?
I think it's
or?
Her assistant.
Yeah.
Would you want an octopus assistant.
Would you want an octopus to be your assistant?
No.
No? Why not?
I would want actually an elephant because they have a very great memory.
Oh, okay.
And they're very smart.
Yeah.
Octopuses have 9 brains and 3 hearts.
Yeah.
So they're also very smart. I don't know. I would either do an elephant or an octopus.
It'd be hard to fit an elephant in your science, your lab. You'd have to get a big lab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I would definitely clean up the mice.
Oh, yeah.
Take care of the mice. Oh, and the trash can.
Yeah.
Got the trash can.
Is that all for this picture?
Yes. I see a giant radish or a turnip. What is that? I don't know. Snails, some more radishes or turnips. I see a fence, clouds, a girl in a gardener's outfit, and dirt and a shovel. And that's it. And I see some grass.
Do you think that's her garden?
Mm-hmm.
How did she get that vegetable to be so big?
She took good care of it. Like, she watered it and gave it lots of sun.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else you do with plants.
Have you ever grown any plants?
Yeah.
What did you grow? That's okay.
I grew some carrots with my mom, and I accidentally grew a morning glory.
Oh. Are carrots your favorite vegetable?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a garden or a farm?
Yes, I have. I went to a berry farm at summer camp.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
And I got to eat some berries.
Do you like fruit?
Yes.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing in the picture?
My favorite thing is the giant turnip. Or radish. I don't know what that is. If it had color, I would know.
Yeah. Alright, is that all?
Yes.
Alright, can you press another buzzer for me?
That was all the buzzers, though.
You can press two.
You're doing great.
So, you know how to read, right?
Yes.
Alright, so can you read this story for me?
Yes.
Right here?
What about this one?
Yeah.
Why is that one there? Cam was at the water park and could not find his uncle. Cam's arm was bleeding and he was crying. Cam walked slowly around the grass as he searched for his towel. People were talking and laughing. Many kids were eating lunch. Cam's stomach growled. He was lost. His arm was bleeding. He was hungry, and he was alone. Finally, Cam heard someone shout his name. He smiled and turned to see his Uncle Mo walking down the path. He had food from the truck. Cam squished over to give to him and gave Uncle Mo a big hug. "Are you all right, little man?" Uncle Mo asked. "I am now," Cam said. He picked up his towel and wiped his arm. He also took off his shoes and they sat down. Uncle Mo handed Cam a hot dog and some chips. Cam smiled and said, "Thank you." So the little man, did your mom and Pop tell you the news? Cam ate his hot dog and shook his head. "No," he said. "I'm not here to visit. I'm here to stay. I'm going to be staying with you for a while," Uncle Mo told Cam. Cam thought he was kidding. "No joke?" Cam asked. "It's true," Uncle Mo said. Cam smiled big and gave Uncle Mo the rock. When they were done eating, Uncle Mo said, "I'm glad you knew the way. Let's go back to the walk. To the water." Cam left his shoes on the grass to dry. Uncle Mo and Cam walked back into the mist market. Cam felt so happy. It was fun to go out with Uncle Mo, and now Cam would see him all the time.
Good job. Do you want to read another story or move on?
I'll move on.
All right. Can you press another buzzer? Alright, so for this one, can you tell me what they're doing and how you would do it?
There's a boy brushing his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I would probably put the toothpaste down first.
You would what?
I would put the toothpaste down first instead of holding it like...
Yeah?
And I would use it with my right hand. and I don't know what else. Now there's a boy washing his hands. I don't know how I would do this differently. I'll probably do it the same.
Can you use your words to describe the steps you use?
First I would, rinse my hands, I would get soap, scrub, and then rinse it all off, and then dry my hands.
Yeah, good job.
The boy is tying his shoes. I also have tied shoes, so I don't know really what I would do differently for this.
How do you tie your shoes?
So I make one bunny ear and then wrap the other string around it and then tuck it through the hole that's already done, and then I would have two bunny ears, and then I would loop it one more time so I can double knot it, because it sometimes falls off and I don't know why.
Yeah.
There's a girl pouring cereal. I pour the cereal and then I pour the milk in, because I don't like drinking the milk by itself.
Yeah.
And then I just eat it.
So you prepare your breakfast, or do your parents?
I prepare my breakfast.
What's your favorite thing for breakfast?
Toast.
You like toast?
Buttered toast.
Yeah.
I love it. The boy is getting dressed. I usually start with the bottoms and then go to the top. And then I put my socks on.
Yeah.
And if it's winter, I put my gloves on last. Because if you put your gloves on first, you have to take them off to put all your stuff on. And then it would just take longer.
Do you pick out your outfits, or do your parents?
I pick out my outfits. Yeah. But sometimes I pick it on the night before, and sometimes I just pick it out in the morning.
Yeah.
She's making cupcakes. I usually do it like I make the batter the day before I decorate the cupcakes, so then I can just do the decorations the next day. So I make the batter and cook it, and then I put it in the freezer for the next day, and then I take it out of the freezer the next day, and like I put the cup on, and I put the icing on, and sometimes I put sprinkles.
So you've made cupcakes before?
Yes.
That's pretty
but
cool.
Usually with my parents.
Yeah. What's your favorite kind of cupcake you've made?
Red velvet.
What, red velvet?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds tasty.
She's painting or gluing something. I don't know what she's doing. She's doing arts and crafts. There. I usually like using paper. I make paper snowflakes. I make paper fans. I sometimes make collages. Yeah.
So you said you make paper, what was it, the first one?
Paper snowflakes.
So do you cut that out, or do you, like, fold it?
I fold it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
And then like, I cut it when I'm done folding.
Yeah. So that's, like, the main thing you do is, like, making shapes and stuff and, like, cutting out of the paper?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever, like, what's your favorite thing to color with?
My favorite thing to color with is usually markers.
Yeah.
Because they stay on longer, but sometimes colored pencil if I'm doing, like, if I'm doing something that needs like light color, because I can do dark color and light color with colored pencils.
So you like art?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The boy's buckling his seatbelt. I don't use a car seat, so I don't have car seats, and then I just buckle. I just buckle.
Well, how do you buckle it with a normal buckle?
I don't know how to explain it. I just, yeah. She's feeding her stuffed animal.
Do you ever do that?
No. I used to.
Yeah.
I used to do it to my toy bunny.
Oh, okay.
Bun bun. Favorite stuffed animal. Never giving it away. Yeah. Ever. I think he's playing dress up.
Mm-hmm. When do you normally dress up?
I don't really dress up anymore unless it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Though I do have a giant dress-up closet.
Oh, you do?
I don't know why.
Oh, what's your favorite costume you have?
My favorite costume I have is probably the Pinkie Pie one that I have.
Pinkie Pie. Oh. Pinkie.
From My Little Pony.
Oh, okay. Is that what you're going to be this year, too?
No.
Have you thought about what you want to be yet or not yet?
Yes, I do. I want to be... have you ever watched Zombies?
Mm-mm.
No. Then, probably wouldn't understand.
Like, is it a TV show called Zombies, or...?
No, it's a movie. There's Zombies 1, 2, and they just came out with 3.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna be Addison.
Oh, okay.
Addison is a human, and she falls in love with a zombie named Zed.
Oh, okay. Is that like a Disney movie?
Yeah, and then second movie, werewolves, third movie that just came out, aliens.
Oh, but it's still called Zombies?
Yes. 1, 2, and 3. I don't know if they're sisters or brothers or brother and sister or friends. They're sliding down a slide.
Yeah.
I don't have a slide, so... I don't know how I would slide down a slide.
What about like the playground?
I do, but I don't go down that small slide.
Yeah.
It's too small for me.
Yeah. You normally have someone push you, or do you go down by yourself?
I go down by myself. Yeah. He's playing soccer. I do play soccer with my friend, and I just found out that the new student from my class, which is also my friend, is also going to be on my soccer team.
Okay.
I'm very excited about.
Do you have, like, a position in soccer, or do you guys just play all of them?
We just play all of them.
Yeah.
Sometimes scrimmage, which is fun.
Yeah. Is that the only sport you play, or do you play any other sports?
I do karate, and, I don't know what else.
Oh, which one's your favorite?
Karate.
That's pretty cool.
I'm a purple belt. I'm really excited.
Yeah. All right. Can you press another buzzer? So...
Great job.
You want to tell me about this picture?
It's a frog in a cup with a crown.
Yeah. How did he end up in the cup?
Maybe hopped into it? Maybe someone put him in it? I don't know.
And how did he end up with a crown?
I don't know.
Can you make up a story?
The Princess and the Frog. It's the Princess and the Frog. There.
Oh, okay.
I haven't read The Princess and the Frog, but I have watched Tiana, which is The Princess and the Frog, basically.
So do you think that's like Tiana or the Prince? That frog?
I think that's the prince, because in the movie, the prince turns into a frog, and then the girl turns into a frog. So I think that's the prince, because she wasn't a princess before.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you're all done. Do you want to press all the buzzers?
Ah.